visiting privileges at Les Gauld Motors, downtown Ellaville. If you bring it in for balance, you must believe. When you bring it in for timing, for less left-tilting, for the scraping sound first thing in the morning, for underperforming, overheating, you must believe. When you return Cheeto's phone call, always call his cell, because sometimes he's test-driving your car, out burning rubber for the sake of the accelerator or to test your brakes, or he's making love in order to calibrate the buck in your bucket seats, or he's joyriding with different degrees of joy, just to see, just to see. Used to be, he brought me. Now he always picks up our boy Joe along the way to pulling down into a dry arroyo. And above the sound of the crunching undercarriage, Cheeto might say to Joe, "Freezing problem with this one." Or, "Lady says the engine makes a sorrowing sound." You can call, and Cheeto will put Joe on, so his 5-year-old Echo can say something diagnostic. Cheeto in the background whispering, "Tell her these sadness engines are stubborn. Tell her about our special on antifreeze. Say we got us a gunning situation." And Cheeto roaring, laughing. And then the engine and the boy in the back and rear bumpers all ripping hell or heaven open as if your car, thoroughly test-shaken, checked body and chassis, was at the quiet intersection of repair and destruction. The cell signal breaking, all of a mysterious sudden, not reaching the there, wherever Cheeto and Joe are or were. You must believe. You'll get it back in one piece, almost. And you'll feel a strong pull, dangerously left or right, hear a spectral valve rattle, smell a croupy insuck of air, the stick fouled up, too loose, too free, the tank empty, oil low or out, everything gummed up and grinding, the rear end swaying sickly, the shocks, the brakes, what brakes, nothing, nothing, nothing fixed. Not the car, the boy, the man. Nothing that a warranty covers, no matter the miles. Cheeto will say, "Did I mention labor?" If you dare mention the cost of parts. I left Cheeto when Joe was born, only choice I had. He got his, and I, mine. No lawyers and no tears, not many. And mercifully friendly. But still. But I still take mine into him. Feels like the thing to do. I call Cheeto's cell to hear what our son, happy as gasoline, will say, who has no real idea, the little cruiser, our boy, who can't even see over the dash or reach the brakes or gas pedal, guided and powered by his misguided dad, our little piston, dressed in his small mechanics jumper that Cheeto's mom made him out of chamois. I call to hear Joe, but also Cheeto, hiccup laughing hard, whispering, and Joe imitating, already skilled at that mechanic's drawl. "You got you a will. We call it a menstrual pressure difficulty. What you need is, you need a rebuilt Peterbilt." Things like that are the whole what and why of how I left. And things like that are the reasons I stay here in Ellaville, for the continuing corruption of my son. Imagine a mother condoning such awful influence on him. A boy taken for a test ride by his father, wild behind the wheel of someone else's transportation. My son, who can rinse his own plate, fold his own clothes, put them on hangers in drawers, straighten his room, and neatly make his bed, say his night prayers, and who prays, "I want to see my dad, God." He makes me scared.